Audio Guide Moscarter Lighthouse. The lighthouse opened on the 1st of November 1977. The original project was drawn up in 1967 by the civil engineer Rafael Soler, with a budget of 4,622,632 with 28 pesetas. However, in 1974, another civil engineer, Fernando Moscardó y Ramis de Aireflor, drew up a new project with a budget of 12,516,367 with 16 pesetas. It has a nominal range of 18 nautical miles, with a focal plane situated at 93 meters above sea level, and produces a light pattern consisting of isolated white flashes every 5 seconds. The tower is 52 meters tall, and it was the last lighthouse to be built in the Balearic Islands. Although the building contract was put up for tender in 1974, work did not start until 1975 due to different administrative problems, and the lighthouse was opened 2 years later. It is the tallest lighthouse in the Balearic Islands, with a height equivalent to a 17-story building. On windy days, it is possible to feel the tower shake from the inside of the lantern room, somewhat surprising for a concrete building. As the lighthouse was built at the end of the 20th century, no living quarters were built for the lighthouse keepers as had been traditionally the case, as the Moscarter lighthouse was completely automatic right from the start. The lighthouse was maintained by technicians from the neighboring island of Ibiza. This is the only lighthouse in the Balearic Islands to be equipped with a small service lift for raising tools and other material up to the lantern room. Coincidentally, its light pattern is the same as that of the lighthouse at La Mola in Formentera, that is to say, isolated flashes every 5 seconds. However, it is impossible for both lights to be seen simultaneously from the sea. The lighthouse is located in the north of Ibiza, in an area of high ecological importance, both for the woods surrounding the lighthouse, as well as for the abundant marine fauna in its waters. It is equipped with a modern 400mm diameter acrylic optic and 70-watt discharge lamps.